Look, man, welcome to it. Yes, us and stuff. Rob, you chop this up however you want. These bitches, like, everybody's fucking nuts, okay? I don't understand how we got to this point where egos and this I'm busy shit.
Hey, man, some people are busy.
What do you mean? You're not working 96 hours a week. You're not doing it. You can come outside for 60 minutes.
Yeah, you after you're there.
You can come somewhere. Oh, I like that. I don't like that. I want to be on this one. Who made that? Let me get... You can do 60 minutes.
What the fuck is wrong
with you? Another thing. And hey, Cincinnati, if you're going to be mad at me, be mad at me. This is my moment to grow up right here. Nobody has 50 million. Nobody has 1 million. Nobody has 500,000 in liquid assets. What the fuck are you talking about? You can't get together and put together something for the city with the best artists in the city. What are you talking about?
Ooh.
What are we talking about? I'm too busy. I'm too fucking busy. We're the elder statesmen. We're supposed to show these kids. It's this simple. You come together with these creative minds and we get it done. Shit, Quit Work Make Music was done in 2 weeks. We did it in 2 weeks. We were younger then. We had more time. But look at all the shit we got now. All we need is one gathering. It's just, it's shocking. Like, everybody, like, just some of the commentary. Like, where are we going to release it? Gives a shit. Who cares? I don't care where we release it. Give it away for free. Let's create a merch package that is worth money for the city. Give half of it to the MRC. Give the music away for free. We've been doing it for the last fucking 25 years. This is the problem with fucking Cincinnati. All these people in a chat. Dave has hit a moment of crisis. Shout out to Brick. Way to put it on the platform. But he's met a moment. He wants his art to shine. The fuck? And then you see the mire that is created by all the creatives.
Ah, man, I can't do it.
I'm too busy. I'm too busy. Fuck. You got 2 hours on a Saturday or Sunday. You got 2 hours. And I put the plan in there. Some of us can gather. We'll stream it live for those who can't show up. It's the easiest shit ever. One, it's a testament to what we do. Because we find time. We might not find time every week, but we find time to pursue the art.
Yeah.
So are we that clicky to where we can't come off our pedestal for one effort with all the financial, like all the people with money are in the trap? We can't all put $100 toward this product, make an LLC, put it out the right way.
Why not?
Am I bugging? Or is it just, look?
You're not bugging. It's just, man, it's exactly what we talk about. It's a lack of
leadership.
We kind of looked at it at a time as a crab in the barrel mentality. But I think that's what it is like, there's not enough of us, like, actually stepping up.
I was going to say, Jarvis, you should just take over and just organize the whole shit. Because you the one that keep everything in order.
Yeah. For real, Brick should be organizing the shit.
He's not that guy.
I know.
I love him to death. He's not the guy.
I mean, it'd be super simple to do.
Super dumb simple. Dumb easy.
Like, all you have to do, literally, beat makers, is throw your shit in the Dropbox folder.
No,
because you know, you heard what I said. I said you're gonna go to where you're most comfortable. Like, it's fucking simple for me. I'm gonna work with Tubbs and Natural. We're gonna do our continued thing. It's gonna be fresh. I can't speak on the rest of y'all.
I mean, I get it, but you know, some of them that don't want to come out in public, put it in there. I'll let you know if your shit's good or not.
But how do you? Okay. So how do you make a cohesive thing about our city if we're not even associating with each other?
Right. Yeah, that's it right there.
That's it.
It's just like, we it's just like us talking about getting back into doing shows, but we ain't on the scene.
Right, we're the same thing in the corner.
Yeah.
It would make no sense for us to go and do a show and kill people. Like, who are these weirdos? They never come out. They're never outside.
Right.
How do we fix it? Like, I've aired the issue. What's the fucking solution? I know what the solution is. We do something like Easy the Block Captain did when he made the top tier diss song, and it brought everybody back outside. We talk about how, like, when Scan did Big Payback, we need a big payback. Mm-hmm. It brought people back outside.
Mm-hmm.
It got the conversation started about when was Scribble Jam the best. He was wrong. Just so you know,
he was wrong.
Progress is good.
I agree.
He was wrong, but it still opened a conversation.
Mm-hmm. It was a dope ass song, right or wrong.
Oh, I loved it. But he was wrong. Yeah, but it built a conversation that needs to be had. So, gentlemen, I pose this to us. We need to be the conversation builder. We got to get off this humble shit.
Do we need to do a Cincinnati diss track?
We need to tell them that our community ain't shit in comparison to these other cities who will put each other on, will sacrifice time, effort, and money to make sure the city grows.
Yeah.
That's it.
What's wrong with my city?
That's the song. I need a natural beat for this. I need some. I need one hard.
What's that scan line?
Bang, bang.
The city got a stench on it. The city got a stench on it.
MCs, nobody talking.
What's wrong with these motherfuckers? What's wrong with us? I'm reading this shit like this is incredible. We don't know how to play in the sandbox together.
What's that way?
Yeah. I kind of feel that.
Let's burn the whole shit down.
It makes sense.
Metaphorically.
Build to destroy.
There you go.
Metaphorically, let's burn the whole shit down. Let's burn the whole shit down.
Let's destroy it all.
It's destruction time, gentlemen.
Now we know what destruction is really about. Like,
as I sat today and I'm selling the shit out of insurance, shout out to insurance. It just dawned on me. We don't fucking love this city. Nobody loves it. You don't love it enough to set aside your fucking ego to work with all these talented people?
Yep. Everybody just wants to get out.
Mm-hmm. It's the problem.
Yeah. That sounds like a problem to me.
Vicky put on for us weekly for years. Mm-hmm. For years. You owe it to Top Cats. You owe it. And now these kids are on these platforms with less resources, less talent, less everything, and getting more views, getting more looks, getting more nods for bullshit, for weaponized fucking music. And I sat and I watched a chat room full of people who I know have what it takes to be nationally known, get acclaim, and put our city somewhere. I'll be like, fuck it, I'm too busy. Fritos, Cheetos. Oh. For those who, it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And I'm over it, man. So it's destruction time. And now I know where the album needs to go. I know what it needs to feel like. I was having trouble understanding what we needed to say. Now I know. This is a part of it.
Truth.
Beautiful.
Nah, man. This separation is bullshit.
That's the truth.
You bitches. Nobody has $500,000 to move on anything now. Nobody could do it. There's a shout out. Then once again, Rick Beats. Shout out to you. Thank you for being brave. Thank you for being brave.
Yeah.
Putting Cincinnati on your back. Be like, there's so much talent here. Anybody want to do an album? Oh, Cheetos, Fritos, Skyline Chili. I can't. I don't know. I'm working 24 hours, 7 days a week. I can't do anything. It's time for destruction, gentlemen. It's time to move forward. I felt a little edge in my drums tonight as I made new beats for the week.
Did you?
I feel a little more anger. Yeah, because I see us, Father Time's undefeated. Yeah. Time runs out.
Yes, it does.
And then in 20, we're going to blink our eyes 20 years, 20 more years will go by. 20 more years. And there's still nothing famous out of Cincinnati. But that's it. Anybody watch? Did you watch Candace Owens? Did you watch the Joe Budden Candace Owens interview?
No.
I can't. I don't even want to talk about it unless you've seen it.
How long is it?
It's pretty fucking long.
Oh.
I like this woman because she has the facts. She has the data. She's just not up there fucking pontificating about nonsense. She has facts.
15-letter word.
But then you got to step back. Threes on one today. Bad segue show. I'm on one. Then you got to step back and look at Joe Budden. And why is he asking these bullshit questions? Why is he taking all these crazy standpoints about how they've weaponized our art?
Was it Candace Owens on Joe Budden or Joe Budden on Candace Owens?
Candace Owens on Joe Budden.
Oh, boy. I would have been so much better if it was the other way.
No, like, we need to see these things.
Right.
These people who speak for the art, who promote things, are not for us. Destroy them. They have been purchased. He's been purchased.
Yeah.
He's been purchased. Anybody who can say anything kind about Sexy Red and what she's going to do for the next generation of young women has been purchased.
Hold on.
Compromise.
He said something positive about that chick?
He always does. I want you to watch the interview. I want you to see his posturing. I want you to see how he tries to corner this brilliant woman. Shout out to Candace Owens.
She won't be cornered.
Oh, she will not.
No, she won't has take that.
The stats.
See, she you can do that. You can do that when you're not beholden to people, bro. When you're not compromised.
When you're not compromised.
I mean,
or brainwashed. There could be brainwashed for some people.
That's why we have
brainwashing and copycatism, but he's at the higher levels. At the higher levels.
That's why we got to break the city. We got to destroy something. We got to destroy something beautiful.
But
I'm telling you right now.
No one's compromised here except for themselves.
Everybody's. That's a compromise. Because you used to make time as a youth till 3 o'clock in the morning. You go home and go to work the next day. So you're telling me as life gets more stable and we have more control, you have no time.
In the time we have more time.
You all need a 1440. You need a 14. Get your life in order. And I just need you guys to watch that. Shout out to
Three
her, man.
Has spoken.
I'm just like, I want the city to win so bad. I want people to be able to see a Devin Burgess and say he's next. But with the way your elder statesmen act, it ain't coming. You're going to be old like us, doing the same thing like us, and these old, dusty-ass venues. No offense. No offense to the venues.
Right.
When you should be performing for hundreds of thousands. Your music should be heard by millions. Not by the handful of people in this wonderful town that think you're great. Because we're all selfish. Because everybody's fucking selfish.
Yeah, because I can't... No one here can really claim great yet.
Nobody. Look, I got to tell you guys something. I've been sitting on this since the beginning of the year. I've been working my ass off to try to make it work. But motherfuckers ain't shit. I was trying to put together a Quit Work Make Music reunion for the show. I was trying to get them all back in the room. Everybody. Egos. Awesome. Bruised egos keep people from doing something that could benefit us all. Look, this is how I am now. Luno, I know I may have fucked the whole thing up. But I am willing to admit, I admitted it on the show. I'm willing to humble myself and say I was the fucking problem.
Are any of those guys still making music?
No. Oh, maybe Nason. Maybe Elvin.
Yeah, maybe him. Yeah. I know he was freestyling like as late as last year. I haven't seen him post anything, but I know
he had a baby. Shout out Nason.
Yeah, man. Good dude.
But I'm saying, just putting it back in the light for 2 hours and us having an open, honest conversation about the art and the moment and the drama that could have been a great TV show then. But no, we let little stupid bullshit like emotions, which men should never, we should never be operating from that place.
No doubt.
We should never be operating from that place.
No doubt.
I'll be honest. I'm over it. I'm over it.
Why wouldn't we be over it?
I don't even remember. I barely remember it. I'll be honest with you.
It's damn near 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And 2026 would be 20 years ago.
20 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody's being a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it is, man.
It's bitchism.
I'm tired of it.
Gotta get that bitch up out of you, bro.
So
gotta get the bitch up out you.
If I bitch about you, look,
get the bitch about you.
I presented it.
Might be a new segment. That might be a new segment.
I presented it to all of them. All of them.
What? Get the bitch up out you.
Only a handful said, "Yeah, I'll do it." Shout to Scat Rock. He said he'd do it.
Oh, man.
He said he'd do it.
Scat again, man. I haven't seen Scat in years.
Man, he's an Uncle Fester-ass nigga. I love you, Scat. That's a joke. I'm glad you said you'd do the show. But I'm telling you, man, like, I don't understand one holding a grudge like that for fucking 18 years.
Hold on. Are we talking about the group of three? Is that who's the holdup?
No. Well, they don't even like each other.
What?
Shout out to Matt. I talked to Matt. Like, we were trying to put it together. He's the one that reached out. So they don't even talk to each other.
Yeah, Matt reached out last year. Is that why you talked? Did you start there?
Yeah, like I was talking to him. I was trying to put it together, have them all come on the show. We could celebrate a great piece of art. A great piece of art.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, we're bitches. Yeah. Can't get on. Men can't get over shit that happened 18 years ago. It sounds crazy. 18 years ago when we were children, I can't get over some shit that happened 18 years ago. Well, fuck you then. Destroy, burn it all.
Yeah.
Burn it all.
Yeah.
So me and five.
Maybe you should quit music and go to work. Oh, that's me, what you did.
Me, five. Luno are gonna show. We're gonna show you, motherfuckers, because we're gonna burn the whole city down.
So I metaphorically,
we're going to burn the whole because we still got it. No, hold on, that's wrong. We got more. See, while you guys were dormant, we were working on something. We were working on a craft. We were interviewing people. We were learning techniques, and now we're gonna destroy you all. I'm sick of the nonsense. Sick of grown men can't put aside their fucking emotions to come and talk. That's crazy.
This episode's called Three's Fury, by the way. I can feel it all.
Shit
already.
Is trash.
It's fucking nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. It's nuts. Being a part of that conversation last week and seeing the fucking tumbleweeds that came out of it lit a fire. It lit a fire. And my brother said it. He said it. He said it in the chat. Like, we can get this done as long as egos don't get in the way. He said it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yep. I have no problem saying it. I'm a 50-year-old dude. I don't give a fuck what nobody has to say to me. Let's. If you can't do it,
Jarvis
Owens.
Just
say you can't do it.
He just comes with the facts.
Just come exactly. with the facts. He said it. And don't look. Look, the world. We have sidebar communications while we're chatting in that communication. I'm like, look, I want to tell you, run this by you guys before I even put it in there. This is what I'm trying to do. We come to one accord and then we move. The city, the ones we consider the talented ones, don't love the city. And I don't give a fuck what you say about me right now. I don't care. Because I love the city. I love my brothers right here. I love their talent. I love how we come together and still push. I love all these interviews we've done. I love every moment of everything we put together through the pandemic to this moment right here. You bitches will not stop us. We're burning the city down. Destruction is imminent. Destruction's imminent. And now my mind has something to focus on. It's fucking you guys up. If I gotta make enemies out of all the friends, I'm gonna do it. Because I love the city.
I mean, if it gets you to pick up the mic, then.
Yeah, they're gonna start. Yeah. And then when they start responding, we're gonna be like, gotcha.
That's all we're gotcha.
People don't understand what we're sitting on. They don't understand the intent or the skill set. They don't understand the skill set. It's just three nice guys on the podcast being friendly to people in the fucking area. Wait till we come get you. We're burning the city down. Say what you need to say. Reveal what you need to reveal. Record what you need to record. You're not going to win. This is destruction. Destroy all podcasts. We are Destroy All Microbots.